Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. Hey, we all got it right, huh? Hey, hallelujah. And for anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday at 10:30. We're located at 1071 North Foster Road. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for opening our worship is Psalm 4, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears me when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it in your beds and be silent. Offer sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, oh, that we might see some good. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and wine abounded. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down to safety. This is the word of God. For the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you this morning, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. You who touched us this morning, allowed us to wake up, allowed us to walk around, allowed us, Lord, to come to church this morning for worship. You who blessed us with family and friends, bless us with food and shelter, jobs. We thank you this morning, Lord. You gave us our children, our grandchildren. We gave us, Lord, our spouses, our parents. We thank you. Everything that we have, O Lord, all the good things come from you. And we just want to say thank you this morning, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the Messiah, our blessed Savior, who, Lord, who came so that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we might be reconciled to you. Oh, we thank you for him, Lord. Oh, we bless you and bless you for him. And Lord, we ask that you would be with our worship. Enable us, Lord, to leave this place a different person, one that is more dedicated to you than when we came in. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? O come, Emmanuel.
Rejoice! Today we are here to celebrate the fourth week of Advent. The following reading is as such. The fourth candle to remind us of Mary, who humbly received God's will as her own. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be unto me according to thy word." Dixie will pray.
Please pray with me. O God, our Father, we thank you for the joyful experience of Mary. Help us to honor her lowly grace and to share in the humility which does not despise the Christ who comes as a child born in a stable. Amen.
Amen.
Birthdays. So, of course, we got Christmas coming up with Jesus' birthday on the 25th.
Man.
But we also have two birthdays from us coming up. Today we have Bob Clem, and on the 25th, Holly Osborne.
Man.
So, before we get to any other announcements, we'll go ahead and sing happy birthday to them. All right.
Happy.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday. All right, does anybody have any announcements?
So tonight at 5 o'clock, we are having our Christmas celebration.
Amen.
And so just a little heads up, there's going to be all kinds of different singers and piano players and bells and all that. We're going to be caroling at the end. It's going to be come and go as you want. There's going to be coffee. There's going to be punch. There's going to be little light sandwiches, little snacky stuff. We're going to have a good time. So be here at 5 o'clock. See you then.
All right.
This will be the last Sunday that we'll be able to collect gifts for the staff. Please remember all of these, their workers that do so much in the background that we never see them do their work. Some of them we, of course, see, but they do such an awesome job. And there is a box on the table by the prayer tree out in the lobby for you to put your contributions for the staff Christmas. So please remember them also at this time. Thank you.
Any other announcements?
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Lord, I have trusted you as my Savior. Help me to continue trusting you for every step that I take in my life. Help me to believe in him who the Father sent, for it is only through the power of your Spirit that I can do the works that God has prepared for me to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh gosh, you look so Christian this morning. Amen. You look so Christian this morning. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks today for the offering that you allowed us to take up. We know that everything comes from you. Thank you for the opportunity to give back a portion, Lord. And Lord, help us to remember that what we sow is what we reap. And help us to give generously. Lord, we say this is your birthday. Let us give you the best birthday that we can. And that is a gift to help others and to help your ministries. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today's scripture is from John chapter 6, verses 25 through 35. Jesus, the bread of life. Amen. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when do you get to here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, What must we do to the works of God it requires? Jesus answered, The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who is giving you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks be to God.
To feed our hungry soul and give life to those that are dead in their sin. Thank you for the person that work and the work of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep me from carnal desires. Establish my heart and strengthen me with his life day by day. In his name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And now it's the time to prepare our hearts and our minds for the message that the Holy Spirit will deliver through our pastor, Ted. Please pray with me. Father, we come at this time seeking. We come listening. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we may clearly hear the message that you will deliver through Pastor Ted. Give Pastor Ted strength. Give him courage. Let his words be only your words and his actions be for your glory. And let us be so filled with your Spirit that we take your message with us when we leave and we spread that word to all that we see. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Cheryl, could you run that for us, please? So good to be here this morning on this day before Christmas Eve. Amen. As I look around and I look out at you and I wonder, I says, you know what, Lord? I wonder what's going through their minds. I got to tell you this, though, before I start. Jesus knows what's on your mind this morning. Amen. He knows what's on my mind. So I pray that everything, we're all geared and we're all, our mind is all focused on Jesus. Our title this morning is called The Bread of Life. And I thought it was real interesting to know that our Savior, he took two very important things, two common things in our world to explain about the kingdom of heaven. He talked about two things that we're all familiar with. He talked about hunger. And he talked about bread. Now, I guess today bread doesn't mean all what it used to mean back in those days. But still, we get hungry and we want something to eat. Amen? So, we all get hungry and we all want to eat. I know when I'm always asking Tessie, sweetheart, are you, what are we cooking? What are you cooking tonight? Sometimes I get silence and... Sometimes she said, you go cook for yourself. But no, we all know about hunger. We all know about hunger. You know, but the thing about hunger is that we can agree that we've all felt it to one extent or another. And we know that hunger is a very, very motivating force in a person's life. And it's always been that way. It doesn't matter. It's indiscriminate and it's unyielding and it's single-minded focus. And it will not rest until it's being satisfied. You got to eat something, then you're satisfied. So that's why something like bread is as common and ordinary as hunger pains in the belly. Bread as we know it, we may call it tortillas or rice or whatever, but we need it. And any one of these foods would be considered basic staples in the diet of that particular culture. Bread or any of its derivatives is a universally simple answer for hunger. So bread is ordinary, and feeling hungry is commonplace. So as we look at our scripture this morning, we have to remember, for keep it in context here. You know, it's important to understand how this group started talking about bread in the first place. Now, if you would read the previous verses in chapter 6, you would know that Jesus had fed the 5,000. And he fed them from the five, I think it was the bread and from the loaves and fish that he had. So these people, they knew that Jesus could provide for them when they were hungry. But see, Jesus had a different thing. He had something else he wanted to tell them about. Jesus is out with his disciples. He's in a remote location, and a huge group of people, they come to him. And then when Jesus says, he sees them coming, he says this he says, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" And he said this, he knew what he was going to do, but he was testing his disciples. He was testing their faith. I wonder this morning, has the Lord ever tested your faith? Has he put perhaps obstacles or maybe trials in your path just to see if you are who you say you are? Amen? Sometimes we talk a good game when everything is all right. But when things get bad, we wonder. We begin to lose our faith. So he tells them, where was their faith? Hadn't you seen enough to this point to believe that God would come through again? You've seen me feed 5,000 people, yet you still don't believe. Now, I don't want you to be too hard on the disciples, because we're just like them. God has blessed us with so much, yet we always say, "Lord, where are you? Where are you?" So we know how this came about. He met them with bread, and he satisfied their hunger. This morning, Jesus wants to meet us with bread. And I'm not talking about biscuits or light bread or whatever. I'm talking about the true bread of life. You see, in John 6, 25 and 26, he says this. "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." And then he tells them this, and I want you to listen to this very carefully. "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of God will give you, for on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." So you can see right now, that's the type of bread, the bread of life, that Jesus wants us to hunger for. You see, these folks, they found Jesus on the other side of the lake. And they knew that he fed the 5,000. But Jesus knew that they were hungry for something more than just food. Amen? And I wonder this morning, we are hungering for something more than just food. We need the spiritual food that only the Lord can give us. So, it said they may not have realized it themselves, but truly at the end of this day, it's hard to appreciate anything when you're starving. Amen? I can tell you, folks, it's hard to do anything when you're hungry. All you want to do is eat. All you want to do is eat. So, and Jesus tells them, he says, don't work for food that spoils. You know, look for this kind of food that gives eternal life. So he connects the dots of true satisfaction and contentment for these people. And he uses hunger and bread to help them see that the Messiah is the only one who can truly satisfy their hunger. So with that in mind, here is the next question. It would probably be mine, and it would probably be yours. What must we do? What must we do to do the work God requires? Or said another way, how in the world can we get this bread that endures forever? I know that would have been my question. So so imagine just for a minute the people that Jesus is talking to here. What would you be feeling at this moment? What would you be thinking? here standing in front of you is a person who you've seen work miracles. Now he's telling you about eternal bread. You probably say, okay, so he says I should stop working for bread that spoils, and I should work for bread that lasts forever. So what's the work I have to do? What in the world is Jesus talking about here? What is the work that I have to do? But I got to tell you, folks, it's not work. Uh-uh. It's not work. It is belief. The only thing Jesus was requiring them to do was what? You tell me. What do you think he was requiring them to do? Believe. He wants you and he wants us to believe. Stop going around doing all these things and doing this and that and doing that. And just remember what the Lord told you to do. Just believe. Stop going around worrying about what you're going to wear and what you're going to eat. Just trust Jesus. So that's what should move the needle for them, and it ought to move the needle for us. In fact, in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved." Oh, I love this. "Through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is from the gift of God, not by works." So you can't say, "Well, Lord, I did all this at Alamo, and I did all this." That's not what he's looking for. Surely he wants you to work, but he wants you to believe and have faith in him. You see, the work we do, if you can call it that, our work is to believe. It's a blessed grace that God sent his son. See, and Jesus willingly humbled himself to the point of death on the cross, also that we could have eternal life, eternal bread, eternal commitment with God. Jesus satisfies our deepest hunger. And I think it's just awesome the way he uses commonplace things just to get this point across to us. It says it's interesting to know that even though they witnessed this unbelievable feeding of 5,000 just one day earlier, they're now asking for another sign about whether or not Jesus is in fact the Messiah he's rumored to be. In John 30 and 31, they ask him this. So they ask him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" And then they go to tell him, "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." But Jesus blows that story all apart, and he tells them this. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, it's not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven. It is my Father." You see, even now he's telling them, "Hey, I am from heaven. I am the bread of heaven. Believe on me. Believe on me." It says, "But it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And of course, the question they asked then was, "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Oh, I mean, I would ask that question myself, because I would certainly want that bread of life. It only seems appropriate to those listening that would be overjoyed to hear that some form of miraculous bread may be like that they just received the previous day. And they proclaim, and they said this in 6:35, "Always give us this bread." And to this, Jesus famously declared in verse 6:35, Cheryl, could you put that verse up on the screen for me, please? 6:35. Jesus tells them this. He says, "I am the bread of life. You know, I've come down from heaven. I'm the one that can give you this bread. I'm the one." It says, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." Isn't that awesome? You mean, Lord, I'll never go hungry? "And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Now, he's not talking about bread and water, the physical stuff. What he's talking about is the bread, his body, and his blood that he's about to give for the reconciliation of humankind. He's telling us that he is the true bread, and he is the one that he wants them to believe in, and he wants us to believe in. What are you trying to tell me this morning, preacher? What are you saying? You've been talking here for a minute. What are you telling me? What I'm telling you this morning is that the one that you serve and the one that you follow is all that you need. Amen? You don't need to go running off looking for other things to satisfy your spiritual hunger. What I'm telling you this morning is to look to Jesus for everything. Everything. Well, preacher, I can't do that. Sure you can. What do? When you get hungry, you go eat, don't you? When you need the Lord, what do? You pray. You fall on your knees and you pray. And not just pray, you believe. That's what he's trying to get us to do, folks. You know, we celebrate this season as the birth of our Lord. But I want us to remember this. It's not all about trees and all this pretty stuff, and all these things are nice. It's all about the Savior. Amen? It's about the Savior and what he can do for you, for do for us. You know, unless you just totally ignore the world, you know that our world and our country, our state, our city is in a mess, right? And we've tried all kind of stuff. We've tried different presidents. We've tried different congresses. We've tried different governors. We've tried all those things. But I wonder, folks, have you tried and understood that Jesus is what you need? You see, it's all on our backs now, our backs being the Christians. We have the light. We are the salt of the earth. And Jesus is telling us this morning that he is the bread of life. And he will be the one that can satisfy your hunger. Now this morning, I want you to look deep down inside. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine his light. Shine his light and to point out any issues, anything that you may be holding back from the Lord. Things that you think he don't know about. I used to go around thinking that that God didn't know nothing about what I was doing. Amen? Boy, was I fooled. Boy, was I fooled. I got to tell you this morning, folks, he knows everything about what you're doing. Everything. Everything. He knows your thought before you even think it. Amen? So this morning, remember that he is the bread of life. And he can give you what you need. And what this world needs is Jesus. And who are the people? The Bible says, how can they hear unless someone go and tell them? Well, guess who's responsible for telling them? Not just me. Not just Tom or Gene. But it's you. You are the one. We are the one that are responsible for telling a lost and dying world that Jesus is the bread of life. So this morning, my prayer for all of us is that in this coming year, that we would be more receptive to the voice of the Lord, that we would read his word with commitment, and we would study it, meditate on it, learn it, and be able to answer those questions that people will ask you. Well, why do you say the things you say, Ted? Or why do you do the things? Why do you go to Bible study? Why do you pray? Why do you go to church? And then you can tell people, because Jesus is the bread of life. And he gives me all I need. Amen? When I was growing up during this time, one thing that our mother used to tell us, we called her Big Mama. And she would always tell us, she says, Ted, now you get up there, you say your speech, you talk loud, and then you go sit down. Amen? Well, I've said my speech. And I've talked loud. And I'm getting ready to go sit down. Amen? Amen. God bless you this morning. And I, as we prepare for the invitation this morning, I want you to think about what Jesus said. He said he's the bread of life. Remember that. Remember that. Miss Barrett's bread is good. It's awesome. But it can't give you the satisfaction that Jesus can. Amen? Amen. God bless you this morning. As I give the invitation, I want you to understand that Jesus loves you very much this morning. And he wants you to know that if there's something going on in your life this morning, he wants to be able to be the one to help you through it. I challenge you this morning, don't leave this place broken, hurt, mad, upset. Leave this place this morning with happiness and joy. The Bible tells us to rejoice always, always rejoice. Amen? Amen. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come. Amen. Would you please stand, please? Amen. Before you sit down, I want you to do this standing up. Amen. I want you to remember that Jesus loves you very, very much. Now, why is he walking down the aisle like that? I don't know. I just like to walk, okay? And he loves you very, very much. And I am very concerned, very concerned. I don't want you to leave this place unhappy, broke down, or sad. I want you to know that God's word is for everyone. Amen? Amen. And there is no other, nothing. Okay, never turn your back on the conversation. Okay. And God's word is for everyone. 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 Now, I'm an old preacher, and sometimes I talk to myself, but that's all right. Amen? Amen. As long as Tessie keeps putting up with me, I'm all right. So, but I love you very much. We love you very, very much. And we are so blessed to be here. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. You may be seated.
I want to say thank you to the prayers and well wishes. This past, not over yet, but big part of December, y'all have known I've had to go to the hospital a couple of times, ER. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers. Karen, thank you so much. And prayers of uplifting and healing for Doug's dad. Lord, hear our prayers. Ruth and Rudy Mendez, who are very dear to me, and thank y'all. Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. their family, friends. Continue to give them an uplifting, and you know who we're talking about, so keep them in our thoughts. Continue to prayers for our friends and family members, Selma Schecht, son John, for Sandy Bundick's grandson Patrick, Stephen and friend Nakitha Thomas, Gerda's sister Emma Gard, Gene Bixler's friends Cindy and Conrad Murray, and Stella and Delbert Saunders, Connie Jackson's sister Juanita Fazer, Clark Hood, Joni Peterson's family friend, and continued prayers of uplifting and support for Sandra Christensen and her family, for Linda Warren and her family, Chad Smith and the Souter's great nephew. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers for members of our church, of course, our pastor and Tessie, for Bonnie Chambers and her family, for Keith Souter, Donna Walker, and for Donna Anderson, Alice Tyler, Homer Vargas, Sandra Boykins, Janice Walker, and James Murphy. Lord, hear our prayers. And it is so wonderful to see Miss Vicki Bauman back there.
Amen.
Vicki, God be with you as you continue your recovery and healing. Thanks be to God. For Sandy Bundick, for Virginia Molinoff, James Whitney and family, Lance Shaw, and I know next week special time for Lance, and Lance, be, you know, continue holding you and thinking of you. God be with you, Lance. For Norma Glenn and her family, for Jim and Linda McMillan, Elaine and Gene Bixler, Kathy Bedell, and a very sweet, dear woman, Esther Berryman, and Laura. Continue to keep her in our thoughts and prayers. And Pastor, did you want to say anything about Jim and Linda or Esther?
We had, Tessie and I had a chance to go visit with them yesterday with Jim, and just continue to pray for him. Lift him up in prayer. He's doing better. He's improving. He was in very good spirits yesterday.
Amen.
And he asked about you, folks. He asked about you. So keep him in your prayers. Amen.
I thought you said he asked about me.
Well, he did. Specifically about you.
Do what? Linda? Oh! You know, Linda, God forgive me. Linda, we hugged a while ago, and I don't know why, Linda, I thought... Linda, I got you confused with another parishioner that moved away, and when you made that remark, and that light bulb still didn't come on, so... Man, this brain all month long, so between steroids and antibiotics, it's a wonder it's even working anymore. Continue to, and God bless, and again, forgive me, Linda. And Jay is here today.
Well, Jay was here last Sunday.
Well, I wasn't.
Oh.
And we're both here today. But seeing Jay all the time, and it's just wonderful to see and how much she's grown in the last 10, 12 years. So, all right, apologize. We have some birthday wishes. Dixie had birthday earlier this week. Oh, this coming week. Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to you. Did we
already sang happy birthday, okay. John.
Because I was told that we forgot her, so. Again.
To you.
We'll let Gene lead us, or Tom, lead us in closing prayers, and I'm going to shut up and sit down.
Thank you, Gene.
Oh! Well, Jan, a while ago, we had two. A little boy for Liam, a two-year-old boy, from Kids or Kids, where Anna Lee works. He is on life support. He has a septic shock. So, Lord, hear our prayers and pray that God will touch this little boy and heal him. Wanda and Richard need prayers for marriage. Lord, hear our prayers. Oh, yeah. I got a last Saturday. He passed away Saturday night. They found him at work, cleaning crew. Yeah. He's a Judsonite. He went to school with Dixie and Keith's daughter and my younger sister, Cindy. Judson, page 61, John McAllister.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you with bended knee and open hearts. You know all these things. You know everything about us, even beforehand. But Lord, we each need your help throughout this upcoming week. Lord, the Christmas season is always, it gets worse and worse. More and more stress comes upon us as the weeks go by.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, the worst week of the year is the one that we're facing now. Be with us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us through all of these challenges that are coming our way.
Amen.
And be with us in all things. Just, Lord, we need your care.
Yes.
And we ask that you provide it in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
And as we leave here today, let us remember everyone less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for everyone who is homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe. And let us gather together again next Saturday evening and for Christmas Eve service. And then next Sunday for Christmas service, the two holiest days, almost holiest days of the year. But we'll have the message that comes to us through our pastor. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Randy, before you go, let me say this real quick to the congregation. Amen. I just want to tell everybody, Jesus is sending you out from this place into the world. And he's sending you out as sheep among wolves. And I'm telling you this so that you can be prepared and know that the Savior is always with you. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to be sad. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, Jesus is there with you. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? What Child Is This? What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is his Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
Tonight, see you there. Go in peace.